Psalm 60, verse 12, a psalm for those who need strength. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. This is verse 12 of Psalm 60. Another verse that could go with it would be Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That word valiant, it means stoutly, vigorously, with personal strength, courageously, bravely, heroically. Courageously we shall brave and be heroic through the Lord. This strength only comes from God. We need only fear God and not man or the devil, but we need to reverence God and his word alone. Make it what you obey and cling to alone. Fear not, the Lord is with thee, and fight the battles of the Lord. You and I must fight his battles and leave him to fight ours. You will do courageously. You will do valiantly with vigor and personal strength. Through God, we have his personal strength and vigor. We have it not of ourselves. Ephesians 6:10 tells us, before we put the armor on, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That means that strength must come from God daily to even put the armor on. When David had killed the Philistine and Saul tried to give him his own armor, David said he had not the strength to carry. He had not proven them in war to carry Saul's armor. So it is with us, that without the strength of God, without the vigor of God, we will not be strong. We will not be able to fight our enemies or the enemies of the Lord. Through God, we have that long-lasting strength. It is God that gives us that holy energy to fight. It must come from God alone. We must seek it through Christ. If you believe Satan and his lies, you will not fight valiantly onward. But if you believe God's promises found in Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, through Christ. We will be valiant, we will be courageous, we will be strong through Christ. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is God that will tread down our enemies. It is God that defeats Satan. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. How then do we get strength from God? We look unto Jesus. How did Jesus fight his battles? How did Jesus fight the devil? He did not use the power of heaven in the sense of those special powers that only the God-man had. No. He used what we have. He used prayer. He used fasting. He used supplication to his Father. He used the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. You and I must do the same thing. We must trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We must not lean on our own understanding, and in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord will direct you. He will truly make thy ways prosperous. So it is that you and I must, through God, be valiant. You must always remember there is no strength in yourself. The strength lies in Christ. The way to winning is to see our own weakness and see our need to be valiant through Christ.